Dude, even that story I told the other night, like, I had to, it was actually hard to, like, clean it up and make it, like, for public consumption.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of, like, crazy shit went down. Like, I left the, now this is recording, so I probably shouldn't.
We're going to edit this, right?
Welcome to the Bourbon Brigade Podcast. With Kevin, Efren, and Chip, your typical disgruntled Army veterans who've come together for their passion of all things bourbon and whiskey. Stay tuned for honest reviews, whiskey banter, and information from the whiskey world.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Bourbon Brigade Podcast. I am Chip, and with me, as always, is Kevin and Efren. And tonight, I sent them some samples of a bottle that I actually received from Barrelcraft Spirits. They sent it to me. They followed me on my TikTok account and sent me this bottle right here, the Barrel Vantage. Now, what makes this bottle very special, other than it was free 99 and MSRP is $90, is just what it's finished in. So, have you guys had any experiences with Barrelcraft Spirits? Any barrel bottles in your collection?
Yeah, I got a few. I did a little work with them too. Local distributor work with them. So,
yep.
I've got the Seagrass, and I think that's really good.
Efren, I've never had the Seagrass, so. If you send me that sample, it's long gone. I don't remember it. So apparently it was good.
I have an autographed bottle of Seagrass.
Yes, that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing too is I heard the Dovetail is really, really good.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That one.
Oh man, yep. Kevin, we need a sample of that one. So I like Barrelcraft Spirits. Like, you know, you get a lot, like me and Kevin, we talked about, what was it the other day? Copper and Cask. We talked about Copper and Cask. They just do like single barrels. They don't really blend. They don't really do anything out of the ordinary. So that's kind of like, kind of gets me over the MGP thing. But then you have Barrel who does stuff with that and is really, really good. I remember I've had the Armida, or is that what it's called? Armida?
Armida, yep.
Yeah, that one, really, really good.
I think I have that one too.
You probably do.
I also have, have you seen the their Infinity Barrel Project?
I've heard about it.
So, this one.
Is that a whiskey?
Basically, they take just whatever they have left from barrels when they bottle and just dump it into another one.
Nice.
And they just keep it going, so it's always different.
Oh shit.
So, you know, the same barrel might have, you know, they bottle a little bit of it, they add a little bit more, they bottle a little, add a little more. So it's always changing.
Yeah, it's kind of like my Infinity barrel or bottle that I got. I'd sip from it and I'll add more, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool.
That's awesome.
Now, Chip, for your Infinity, do you put in just bourbons, or do you put in?
Yeah, I have three Infinity bottles. I have a strictly rye one that I'm going to make into Midwinter's Night Dram, come hell or high water. I'm gonna make it happen. My French Oak Spiral is almost complete. It is fully saturated with port wine, and I'm gonna dump that French. Yeah, it's a toasted French Oak Spiral I bought off Amazon. And then I got a 12 year and up Infinity, which is, I need to send you guys that. It will knock your socks off. It ranges from 12 to 24 year old juice in there, and not just like five or six. I got like probably 17 different bottles in there. Really? So it's really good. And then I have just my basic bourbon one.
Nice.
They're all pretty good. Do you guys have any Infinity bottles?
I have a basic bourbon one.
Just basic.
I just keep the rye out.
Yeah. I like it.
Put a bunch
like
of stickers on it. It's an old, I think it's a Michter's bottle.
Yeah, it's definitely a Michter's.
like a bunch of Black Rifle Coffee Company stickers on it and stuff.
When was the last time you actually drank from that one?
That one's been full for about a month.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's probably the last time I tasted it was about a month ago.
You should throw a spiral in there just for fun. Mm. You can toast it yourself and put it in there.
That'd be a good project for the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. We all need some projects.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Getting back on the Barrel Vantage. Now, this one is sourced from Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee. It's non-age stated, but roughly supposed to be between 5 to 8 years old. And the kind of cool thing that they do is the Mizunara wood, which is Japanese oak, basically. That's the flavor you guys are going to get on it. The one that sticks out the most to me. That one's really good. And then it's got American toasted oak and French oak. And they're all separately aged in those barrels, and then they're blended. So that's just my little tidbit on the Barrel Vantage.
Nice.
Do you guys taste it yet?
Not yet.
All right, let's go.
114.44.
Yeah. It's kind of weird they threw that extra four at the end of after. 4-4. Yeah, 4-4. I'm excited for you guys to try this. It's really, really good. What do you get on the nose? Like, what's something that sticks out?
Whoa, that's different.
Dude, totally.
Get rye spice.
Yeah, it's really subtle.
It is spicy. It's spicy. It's like cinnamon gum, but not like sugar cinnamon.
You put that in my head now. That's all. Yeah, it's really good though. Here,
like hot cinnamon, not sugary.
Yeah, I get like a creamy peach, creamy orange, citrus note that kind of comes out.
Like more like a mandarin.
Yeah. Like not, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it's got this like creamy balance to it. It's almost like a vanilla pudding or like a bread pudding kind of. It's just really smooth. It's like, it's a really good nose. It's unique.
Yeah, that is really different.
Yeah, it's different. Now you gotta taste it.
All right, going for the taste.
I just did. It surprised me.
How you feel about it?
Well, damn.
I know. It keeps going. It's still going.
That's a whole lot of wood.
Well, so the cool thing about the Mizunara wood is that the Japanese oak takes like 200 years to fully mature. Mm-hmm. So you're getting like these really just unique flavors in that, you know, that wood.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
You like it?
For me,
I do.
For me, it's the mouth feel. It almost feels like after you get it in your mouth, it kind of feels like you have molasses, and it just slowly starts to cover your tongue.
Yeah,
it's like it's so thick.
Mm-hmm. It's thick. It's really good. It's still there.
It's a lot of flavor. It's just going.
I know. I would definitely say that. It's unique. I have another bottle that's actually finished in Japanese Mizunara oak shoku barrels. This is the Bardstown edition. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these around.
It's
the World Whiskey Society collection. Only 720 bottles of these, but
I might have seen that.
They have different ones, different releases, but this one is the one that straight bourbon whiskey finished in the Mizunara cask, and it tastes really, really, really close. The first time I ever had that bottle, like, do you guys get like a peanut butter and jelly kind of vibe? I don't know where I get it from, but I get like a peanut butter and jelly.
I could see the peanut butter.
Yeah.
For sure, but yeah, I don't know. It's different. There's just
it's good.
Man. Just that oak is just insane.
It's so nice.
You know, and I believe Barrel, they don't just like, when we're talking like they finish it on Mizanara oak, it might have sat in that barrel for a long time.
It had to have.
You know, it, like, yeah, you never know with barrel. Like, it could be sitting in that barrel for 2 years.
Well, what I read is that the project took around 2 years. So, you know, tasting, blending, all that stuff. So I'm pretty sure that it probably spent about 2 years in an extra barrel after it was already aged. So I think it's beyond solid.
Oh yeah.
The Mizanara though, it makes me really curious, like Japanese whiskey. I don't know. Have you guys ever had Japanese whiskey before?
Yeah.
No.
I had a Thanksgiving. I had some Nika from the barrel.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty good. Smooth. It's like, it was there, so I had it, you know.
Is it similar? Anything.
No, not really. It's pretty light. You know, it's more like a lighter, like much lighter color.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's anything special so much. I think it's a fairly standard one. It might be a little bit in their hierarchy, in Nika's hierarchy. It might be a little bit up there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it, honestly, like to give you anything about it, except for I enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's good, yeah. Usually whiskey yeah. on Thanksgiving usually goes pretty good together. I will say, here lately, I like having these two bottles finished in that Japanese oak. I've been really curious about the whiskey over there. Mm-hmm. I'm like kind of like, I wouldn't say I'm scared, but I'm like hesitant to, you know, cross that line and then go spend money on a Japanese whiskey, you know, like, same. I don't know. Yeah.
The only thing I've seen about it, really, about Japanese whiskey is that some of it's not made in Japan.
Hmm.
So it kind of turns me off to buying some because I don't know what I'm getting. You know, I don't know enough about it to get into it like that.
Yeah. Yep. So, Efren, how you feeling after a couple more sips?
I like it. I'm getting a lot of kind of that Mandarin that you were talking about. I get a lot of that. It's long-lasting. Still get the really good mouthfeel, coat, molasses, sweetness. And then kind of like a little bit of that spice in the back end.
Yeah. I think it's solid. What would you guys rate it as, you know, on how we would rate a bottle?
Definitely exceeds the standard for me.
Yep.
I agree. Exceeds.
It exceeds. It's really, it's border, like, if this was like $30 cheaper, it would be far exceeded the standard. Mm-hmm. Because $90 is still a lot of money to drop on a bottle.
Yeah.
But is it worth $90? I think so.
I'd pay it.
I would.
I think for a one-timer.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
But I think a bottle like this would last you a while.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Absolutely.
If you notice the a lot of the flavors on the back of the palate, which means it's probably a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting mid and back palate flavors.
It's still there. It's been a couple minutes since I had a sip, and
it changes. Yeah. It's almost like sitting here for a while. I almost get like a Sprite. You know.
Hang on. I don't get a Sprite. Maybe Sierra Mist.
Yeah.
No, I think it exceeded the standard. It should be available. I know my store here doesn't have it yet. It's fairly new. It's only a couple months, so it's probably going to take a little bit to get out to some stores, but they're going to do a second round of it, I think, next year. Vantage 2. It's going to be, like, I think, a different color label and stuff, but I think they're just going to keep building on that. But yeah, barrel's pretty solid, man.
It is. I saw it.
I've seen it around in my area.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Couple days ago, I saw it.
I may need to pick up one because this one is about gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for the samples.
I never really noticed it because, you know, they have so many variations of it. But I guess I never really even looked for it because until we started talking about doing a review for it. And then also I'm like, oh, there it is. There it is.
It's a good one.
It is.
I know Bill's, they have the 24-year-old barrel one, and it's finished in... They finished it in a couple different barrels, so I can imagine 24-year-old whiskey.
What's that, about 500?
No, it's actually like 2-something. Really? 220. Yeah.
Is that the silver or gold label?
It's in that black box that lifts up, okay. I think it is a silver label. Yeah, it's like a dark gray label. And then they have a 15-year-old one that Bill, like, is in love with it, so... That's like $200 also, so.
Yeah.
I'm about that one right now.
Yeah. No, this is... I mean, I can't remember when I had a barrel product that disappointed me.
Yeah. I have a 14-year single barrel that I traded for, and it's pretty good. You can tell it's straight from Tennessee, though, just by the flavor.
So, you know, they did, Barrelcraft sent you that bottle, but I guess it's probably good to say that, you know, we're not getting paid for this.
No,
Barrel doesn't know we're doing this. Barrel is seeing this the same time as everybody else. Maybe. I doubt they're watching our stuff, but if they do.
I doubt it. I seen, they posted about it on Instagram and I commented, hey, you know, I have that bottle. We're going to do a full review on our podcast, like, and they liked it. So cool. Maybe I'll tag them.
Yeah.
For right now, I feel like this bottle definitely exceeded the standard. Good bottle.
Yep. Same.
Definitely. Exceeded.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. Remember to like and subscribe to this channel, and we'll see you next time. Whiskey 1-1 out.